And he proclaimed in a mighty voice, "Woe be unto ye, eaters of flesh! Cursed are those who partake of the sausage patties and links and sizzling bacon. Cry for forgiveness, ye ingesters of honey-baked ham and all other manner of breakfast meats." And they cried out to him, saying, "But these are turkey-based products. They will not harm us." And he said unto them, "Yea, though turkey is the least of these, nonetheless, a plague be upon thee and thy intestines. For in those last days thou shalt be visited by indigestion and heartburn and agonizing incontinence. Lo, in thy folly thou shalt turn to antacids and bismuth and every variety of laxative. Ye shall cry out, 'We should have had the salad.' But thy belly is stained with A1, and there is cholesterol in thy arteries." And in a vision, a cow came into the pasture and partook of healthful grasses and grains, and the chips fell where they might, soiling the grasses of the pasture. And it again partook of the grass, and verily its innards were soiled. And lo, the cow was taken to slaughter, and made into steaks, and roasts, and stew meat, and all manner of ribs. And the polluted flesh was frozen, then sent to supermarkets. And fast food outlets, where the damned ate of it freely, giving no thought to the cubits upon cubits of undigested meat festering in their bowels. And then, bloated with fatty tissue and beset by painful gases, there was much weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And he lifted his voice and prophesied, "In those days they shall pervert the innocent pimento." The innocent pimento! "By wrapping it in a loaf of luncheon meat, and it will be an abomination. And those who have committed this iniquity will be visited by fire and damnation and the wrath of Salmonella." And when the final seal is opened, then cometh the beast of the apocalypse, clad in red, and wrought with evil filth. Ye shall know it by these signs. It will be girdled in mustard, and wear a crown of relish, the abomination of abominations, the Babylon of meat products, the hot dog.